Appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight. Wish it was under better circumstances, obviously, but nevertheless, glad to be here. I got a message on my heart that actually came to me this morning in Sunday school, and the Lord just blessed me with it, and I couldn't get off my mind. I thought, Lord, I want to share that with people down there. You know, every now and then it helps to be reminded of how much God loves us.
Amen.
Amen. How much He loves us. How much He went through for us.
Yes.
Amen. That we could be where we're at today. And we could have a place to go to one day after a while. So I want you to ask you, if you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you would, to chapter 15 of John. The book of John, it starts out saying about, I'm the vine, you're the branches, and without me you can do nothing.
Yep.
That's one of the verses I've clung to here lately. Knowing that nothing I do is of me, of my own strength, but
Amen.
It's of God. Amen.
Amen.
But as I was thinking just a few minutes ago before we had prayer, and this other verse came to my mind, and I thought, well, I had another place to start with. But I thought this is probably the best place to start considering the message tonight. But it says in verse 11 of chapter 15, it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. How many of us know that Jesus wants us to have joy?
Amen. Amen.
It says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Yes.
And this is a verse I want to focus on. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
Amen.
You're my friends if you do whatsoever I commandeth you. Amen. You can be seated there. Amen. I got to thinking about that verse about love, and this came to my mind about Jesus' love was greater. Nobody else could have any greater than love than what God had for us when He sent His only begotten Son, and when Jesus was willing to come die. Amen. You know, you see, He was a volunteer. Amen. He was willing to come. Amen. Wasn't going to cost us a thing. Wasn't going to charge us nothing.
Amen.
Amen. He was willing to come of His own free will. Amen. And come and die on the cross and walk amongst us like and be one of us. Amen. So that He could be able to pay the price and be able to fulfill that price and that ransom that God required when Adam fell. Amen. From the garden. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus came and fulfilled that. And I'm so glad that He was willing to do that just
Amen.
For me. Amen. I'm glad to know, I believe all my heart, if it was just me,
you,
amen, on this old world, old wretched world that had fallen, amen, I'm glad that God would still love me enough to come and redeem me and buy
Amen.
Back that relationship. But can you imagine, over 7 billion people on the world now, God died for each and every one of them and those that have done gone on before us. Amen. No telling. Countless numbers of people, amen, that have already gone on before us. Amen. But I'm glad that God loved us enough that Jesus came and died for each and every one. Whosoever will, amen, can receive Him and have eternal life. Amen. Over in Romans chapter 8 in Sunday school, we talked this morning about how the familiar scriptures where it talks about we're more than conquerors and all these things. Amen. And I begin to look at that and begin to think about these things. And if you want to follow along, it's Romans chapter 8. Amen. I'm going to start with verse 31 there. He had just been talking about prayer and intercession of prayer with the Spirit. He had just been talking about God's love a little bit there. And he says in verse 31, what shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
And he said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Now listen to this next few verses here. It's going to talk about the love of Christ. Amen. What I want to talk about tonight. It says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. We talked in Sunday school this morning about how the Holy Spirit makes intercession, but you know Christ also makes intercession to the Father.
Amen.
He is our advocate, as it says in 1 John chapter 2. Amen. He's got an advocate with the Father, and that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. But he said he did these three things. It's Christ that died, it's Christ that rose again, and it's Christ that makes intercession at the right hand of the Father. Those three things that Christ has done. It said in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, shall any of these things separate us from the love of Christ? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Amen. Now I want you to get a hold of this for a minute. I thought about this morning and it came to my attention and I never really realized it and saw it this way. But you know, those three things that Christ has done and is doing today, He died, amen, and on the cross he was crucified. He stayed there for, I believe it was about 9 hours on the cross, and then he was buried, and amen, and he was resurrected, amen, on the third day. I believe we can all agree with that. But it says there that he also, amen, maketh intercession for us at the right hand of God. You know, I begin to think about the love. The very next verse it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Amen. What is the love he's talking about? Those three things that he just got done describing. Amen. He went to the Father. He died. He was buried. Amen. He rose again, and now he's at the Father. That demonstrates Christ's love to us. Amen. In no other way can we comprehend his love for us other than that.
Amen.
Amen. If you take out any one of those things, amen, then you've taken out the message of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible talks about people preaching another Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
And if your Jesus hasn't died on the cross, and your Jesus didn't rise again on the third day, and your Jesus isn't victorious today sitting on the right hand of God, amen, then my friend, you're serving a different Jesus. Better get out of that place and find you a Bible-believing, truth-preaching church. Amen. But the greater love had no man than this. I want you to grab a hold of that. That he would die, amen, in my place. Amen. He wasn't just like a normal criminal. Amen. He wasn't just like one of them two thieves he was crucified by. Amen. First of all, he took Barabbas' place. Amen. They said to crucify Jesus, they wanted to Barabbas. They said, give us Barabbas, this murderer.
Right.
Amen. This one that had treason against the government, give us him. We want him. Amen. Day after day, people today are choosing everything else over Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But Christ came to save, seek and save that which was lost. Amen. This whole world was lost, and a lot of it still is, friends. Amen. But if you find out that Christ came, his love was demonstrated in the things that he did for us. He came and bled and died on an old rugged cross, carried that cross up to Golgotha's hill, was beaten with many stripes. Amen. They plucked his beard. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They stripped him of his garments. Amen. He was humiliated in front of the whole city, and he was done so outside of the gate. Amen. Anything that was outside of the gate, amen, was unclean and unfit to enter inside the holy place.
Amen.
And not only that, he was on a tree. The Bible says, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. He became cursed for us, and he became an outcast for us. Amen. Even God himself, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When it got dark on the earth, and Jesus hung there, just him and his sins, the sins of the world, rather, that he bore on himself. Amen. He was a cast away, amen, that we might be able to present ourselves in front of Christ, in front of God, as righteousness in his righteousness, not our own.
Amen.
The love of Christ. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Here's what I thought. You know, those things that Christ did.
Yes.
Let's go on here a little bit further. He lists some things. Tribulation.
Yeah.
Shall distress. Shall persecution.
Mm-hmm.
What about famine? Can that separate us? What about nakedness?
Yeah.
Amen. What about peril or sword? Later on he says, what about height or depth? Principalities, powers, angels. Things present or things to come. What about any of that stuff? You know, one thing that I thought about that is that nothing can take away what Christ did for us.
That's right.
Nothing can negate what Christ did on the cross. Nothing can negate the fact that he was buried, amen, and laid in a borrowed tomb. Amen. Why is it borrowed? Because he wouldn't need it very long.
Right.
Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Nothing can negate the fact that on the third day, soldiers were kept around the tomb, and it had been sealed shut with the seal of the governor or whoever was in charge. Amen. And nothing can take away the fact that an angel rolled that stone away and Jesus came forth out of the grave. Amen. And he's still at the right hand of the Father today.
Amen.
They had enough devils in hell that can negate the fact that Jesus did all those things
in
demonstration of love for me and you.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us from what he did. Nothing can negate the fact of everything he did. Rage as much as he will, the devil can't deny what happened on the cross.
Right.
He can't deny that he's already a defeated foe. He can't deny that Jesus came and took back the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He can't deny that Jesus, amen, one day after a while, will raise every man, boy, woman, child up that has been a first fruit of Christ, that has been born again. We'll be resurrected just like he is, amen, just like he was, with the same spirit abiding in us if it does. Amen. Nothing can negate the fact that one day after a while, flee.
Yes.
Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Amen.
Amen. I got that place bookmarked over here. It says, amen, when this incorruptible had put on incorruption, 1 Corinthians 15:54, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. When our fleshly body goes into the ground, amen, death will have its say for just a short while.
Amen.
But when Jesus calls your name, and you hear it like Lazarus did,
amen,
and you come up out of that grave, death has to loose hold.
That's right.
Just like He said to Lazarus, He said, loose him and let him go.
Amen.
Praise God, one day after a while, brother, amen, he's going to have to tell death, loose them and let them go, amen.
Yes.
They're mine and they're coming home with me to stay forever there.
Yes.
Then will be come to pass, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Amen, but thanks be unto God which giveth us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Why? Because Christ loves you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. How do you know if you're a friend of God? If you keep His commandments.
Amen.
He's not talking about the law. He's talking about the commandments upon which the law hangs.
Right.
Love the Father with all your heart, mind, and soul. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
Keep those things that He's told you. Amen. The rich young ruler had a problem. He was keeping all the things from the law. But when Christ came, He came to fulfill the law. There was no need for anybody else to keep that law. Because Christ was the one that was to come to keep it. It was a type of everything that was to come. The rich young ruler, he said, what must I do, good master, to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him, you know the commandments, do not kill, do not steal, honor thy father and thy mother. He started naming them off. And that rich young ruler looked at him and said, well, I've kept all these things from my youth up. I bet he thought, well, I'm okay then. I'm good to go. You know, a lot of people doing good deeds today think, I'm okay, I'm good to go.
Amen.
Jesus said, you know, go and take all that thou hast and sell it. Give it to the poor. You know what He's really asking Him? Love me.
Amen.
Love my Father.
Yes.
And the poor is your neighbor.
Yes.
Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the two commandments that the law hangs on. That's what Jesus told His disciples. He was really asking the rich young ruler, do you love me enough? He asked Peter the same question, but a little bit different. He said, Peter, do thou love me? Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my sheep.
Amen.
Do you love me?
Amen.
Peter, do you really love me? Lord, yes, you know I love you. And feed my lambs.
Amen.
Ask Him one more time. Peter, do you love me? Do you really love me? Now, we've got to understand, in English, the word love means love. We know what love means. But in Greek, you got 5 or 10 different words for the word love. First time, it was brotherly love. Do you love me like a brother? I don't remember what the second one was, but the third one, no doubt, was a agape love. A love that was just impenetrable. The love like Christ had for us. Do you love me enough to lay down your life for me?
Amen.
I believe that might have been a slap in Peter's face because he had the chance to do that.
Yeah.
And he denied it.
That's right.
A little bit of a conviction there.
Amen.
Do you love me in that way, Peter? The Lord, yes, you know that I love you. He'd had a change of ways. He said, if it happened again today, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Amen.
He truly repented. He said, feed my sheep. Amen. Do we love each other like we love Christ? Amen. Do we realize just how much Christ loved us?
Amen.
Do we realize that no matter what happens in this world, no matter if they launch an atomic bomb tomorrow, whatever happens, that will not separate us from what Christ did. He's already paid the price.
Amen.
And if you're in Christ Jesus today, you have eternal life. This body may go back to the ground, but that spirit will live on forever. And one day, the body will be resurrected, a glorified body, a new body. We have that hope in Christ. That's the love that He has towards us. That's why we're more than conquerors. In all these things, that's why we can say that if God be for us, who can be against us? Because God loves us. With a love that we just cannot comprehend in this world. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 and 9, Paul talks about how what he goes around in this body, he's persecuted all the time. And he bears the marks. In other words, he's had stripes. He's had beatings. He was stoned to death, I believe, before he came back. But he says, you know, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
That's right.
We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed.
Amen.
Paul had the faith and the hope and the knowledge to know that Christ loved him so much that he went and died on an old rugged cross to pay for his eternal sin.
Amen.
To pay for his wretchedness. To pay for his filthy rags. His righteousness, all they were. And it's all they are for us. Filthy rags.
Amen.
Christ went to the cross to redeem mankind back into God the way it was in the Garden of Eden when it all started. Paul knew that. He had that hope. He held on to it tight. And that's why we see many things, many great wonders, and many great works done in Paul's life. Because through it all, he knew that Christ loved him. And that he was going to see him through whatever it took. We need to have that faith today. Amen. It seems like every time, just a little old thing will keep a Christian out of church anymore.
Amen.
I mean, I remember when I was a kid, the benches were lined, were filled. Amen. You'd go to Brush Arbor meetings just about once every week or so, and they'd be packed. They'd complain about mosquitoes and things like that. But it was so neat to be able to see them big long extension cords going light to light to light. And the big old tin. And when you were seeing all these things, amen, and be able to know that even if it was in the middle of nowhere, God was there. Amen.
Amen.
It was just like being in the tabernacles in the Old Testament. Amen. They had tents. And the Spirit of the Lord, the cloud descended and was with them. Amen. And when it was time for them to go, the cloud departed. And they knew it was time to get up and leave and go where God is leading.
Amen.
Today, we just need to hang in there. We need to be steadfast. Be unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Because that work is not going to be in vain. It's not going to be in vain today, friends. We just got to hold on.
Bless him, Lord.
I asked Brother Michael, I said, how you doing, brother, just earlier? And he said, hanging in there. You know what we've got to do? We've got to hang in there.
That's right, my friend.
You say, well, I'm at the end of my rope. Well, tie a knot in it and hold on. Hang in there. The Bible said, Jesus said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved.
Amen.
There may be some enduring to do, but on the other side of it, there's going to be joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Full
Amen.
Of glory. God gives us peace that passes all understanding. He can give us the comfort we need. But there's part of it that we got to do on our own. We got to believe Christ for what He did. We got to realize that He loves us still today because He's at the Father in the right hand making intercession. If we sin, we have an advocate. He's the one that pleads our case. It's just like going to court. He's the lawyer that pleads for us when the devil is trying to plead against us.
Amen.
Oh, you can't forgive him. Look what he did back so-and-so. Jesus pleads our case. We look at the blood that was applied
Amen.
Back so and so. Thank God His case is a lot stronger than the devil's.
Amen.
But Christ loved us so much that nothing in this world can separate us from what He did on the cross.
Amen.
Nothing can separate us from that love and that action of love. You know, it's so sad to see people today. They say, well, the marriage couples will say, if they're on a bad spot, they say, well, I just don't feel in love. Or I've fallen out of love. You hear all that, but they don't realize what love is.
Amen.
Love is not a feeling.
Amen.
Love is not some kind of emotion just out of nowhere that you just, you get hit by Cupid's arrow and then all of a sudden.
That's right. That's right.
That's a lie from the pits of hell.
That's right.
Love is a verb.
Yep.
Love is an action.
That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. You say, you know, your actions speak louder than words. I can go home all day long and say, honey, I love you, but then just cuss a blue streak at her or something like that. Beat and bang on her and just give her a bad time. Does that show what my mouth is saying? No, out of the mouth, out of the heart proceed the things of the mouth. The heart, if it's not lining up, that's just like they said, they worship me with their mouth, but their heart is far from it.
Amen.
It's what's inside that counts.
Amen.
And what's inside, no matter what it is, good or evil, it's going to come out.
That's right.
If you love somebody, it's going to show.
Amen.
Jesus didn't come and say, I love you, and not do nothing about that.
That's right.
He came and said, I love you, but I more than love you. I ultimately love you like nobody else can. Because nobody else can do what I did for you on the cross.
Amen.
Nobody else. No other God, no other Savior, no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Other than Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
And I feel I cleared my heart. I hope today that you realize the gravity of this message. Christ loves you. No matter what you're going through, there's nothing that you're going through that can separate you from His love for you.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to ask you if everybody will and can stand. Brother Dwayne, come get a song, a verse of a song. And if you just need to move up today, amen, this altar's open. If you need to have a talk with the Lord, this altar's open. That old song is true, just a little talk with Jesus.
Yes,
makes you right, friends. Amen. You realize that Jesus is on your side all week. He never left you. He never forsaken you. We hear that poem about footprints all the time. Lord, where was you at? There was only one that said footprint. I was holding you the whole time.
Yeah.
I was there. Jesus is there for you today as He sang.
Are there crosses to heavy
Amen.
To carry and burdens to heavy to bear?
Amen.
Are there heartaches and tears and anguish and no one who seems to care? Ending somewhere
Amen. He's there. He'll be the light in the darkness for you. What a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. He is a friend sticking closer than a brother. All you got to do is ask Him. Accept what He has to offer. He wants you to be a part of the family. If you're lost today, He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be a part of the family. He wants you to be reconciled into God. That's what this whole thing's all about, is going back to the Father. He created us, amen. He wants that relationship with us. Salvation is not just religion, it's a relationship with Him and Christ. He said, if any man, I knock on the door, I stand and knock. If any man open the door, I and my Father come in and sup with him. Have communion together. Have fellowship together. But if he's outside the door, then there's no fellowship unless you let him in. Would you let him in tonight? Thank you, Brother Dwayne.